He writes about love. I write alone, which is not a sin. But a workshop. And idleness thoughts breed like fish in clean water. The tower hums. The sea takes the afternoon off and practices being a mirror. In the mirror, the whale's eye is a corn stamped with patience. The corn buys silence that is not empty. I spend it on the small labor of taking my own pulse and deciding to slow it. Montaigne examines fear as one would examine a bruise, neither proud nor ashamed. He takes its color in daylight, records the heat around it, presses gently to learn whether it wishes to speak. Across the fields, a brain front approaches with the gait of a magistrate who has remembered mercy. The sea darkens. The whale is a courthouse suddenly kind. I enter and confess without indictment. The echo returns a verdict made of breath. It says enough. On sleep he grows almost erotic. So near does he come to the edge where the body persuades time to behave. The bed is a boat that knows the channel by heart. The sheets are a tide just reaching the ankle. The slow warmth builds with the prudence of a just city. When the whale turns far out, the turn is felt in the joints as a legal reform. Generous and exact, I sleep in the room, pleased, sleeps around me. He writes about smells, that archive of innate jurisprudence. The tower keeps time in its stones and the ink keeps smoke. The sea brings up from the deep a sweetness made of rotten cathedral. The whale breathes and the breath lays on my face, a cloth damp with knowledge. All arguments become pores, all pores vote yes. Montaigne laughs not to mock, only to tidy the air. We speak of death with a lucidity that refuses to be cold. He says to praise it is to practice freedom. The window shows a line of foam passing without ownership. The whale rises once clearly, then sinks in a curve full of consent. I understand then that the creature's play's a rehearsal for leaving, and that joy is not an alibi but a competence. The body hears this. It loosens where the shoulders hoard brain. It arranges the hips as if hospitality were craft. The question returns and sits between us like a cat that knows Latin. What do I know? I know the mouth of the sea by its temperature. I know the speed of a blush and the weight of a pardon. I know the lamp that burns without accountants. I know the small daemon that places a finger on the plan, makes a narrow path through it, fit for feet that have remembered humility. I know the back that lifts and lowers beyond property, making grammar for our astonishments. Evening Montaigne closes his lover with the gentleness one uses for a living thing. He pours a little wine and a little water. The mixture does not argue. We step onto the gallery that circles the tower like a calm thought. Below, cattle amend the field by standing in it beautifully. The sea is a large version of this correction. The whale, somewhere inside its own coherence, plays with a serenity that teaches the hands to slow. Heroes rise is not particular, only general. A tide that finds the ankles, even in towers, and shows the way down in case we have forgotten stairs. I leave with no doctrine, except a more fitting skin. The inscriptions over the door glow, as if translated by dusk. I read them aloud to the path. The path approves and becomes road. On the road a faint salt damp remains, the kind that lingers on a lip that has been thoroughly argued into consent. The sea breathes. The page will be ready in the morning. The whale will turn as it always turns, with patient appetite in the mind. If it is awake, we'll learn again to lean on that curve as on a good sentence.